It's 6:04. This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. Colorado has recorded a new case of measles. It's in an unvaccinated adult in Weld County. The case is the 16th this year. The year's on pace to be one of the worst for measles in Colorado in recent history. 2025 was the worst for measles in years, but the state took until June to record a 16th case. This person is a close contact of a previous Weld County cases. Potential exposure locations in Larimer County include a primary care clinic in Johnstown and Banner Fort Collins Medical Center. Colorado lawmakers struck down a bill that would have made it clear cities and towns can set noise limits within their border. CPR's Ben DeBerkland has more.
The bipartisan bill sailed through the Senate and failed in its first House committee. The impact is statewide, but the debate focused almost entirely on the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs. The city allowed the amphitheater to have a higher noise limit, but neighbors say it's disruptive and harmful. Democratic Representative Jamie Jackson was sympathetic to the residents.
Everyone deserves rest, safety, and stability where they live.
Backers of the bill say Colorado will now be left with perhaps the most aggressive statewide noise limits in the country. They worry it could derail festivals and music events that are critical throughout the state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Albertson says it reached a $774 million settlement framework to resolve opioid-related claims brought against the company by state, local, and tribal governments. Colorado will receive at least $32 million from the multi-state settlement. The national opioid crisis has fueled addiction and deaths, and states like Colorado have sued manufacturers and distributors. The company says the settlement is not an admission of wrongdoing or liability. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.